Teresa Gallagher.
On the morning of the 30th of January 1965, 300,000 people lined the streets of London to mourn the death of Sir Winston Churchill. This was the man who had led his country through its darkest days in the fight against Nazi Germany in the Second World War. But just weeks after leading his country to victory in Europe, Winston Churchill, the great war hero, would become the central figure in a bitterly contested election. 1945 was the year of Winston Churchill's greatest victory and that of his most devastating defeat. This is the story of an election with a result that would shock the world and radically reshape Britain. Today, the head of Pets Corner, Darren Beasley, is going to take Molly the iguana to be examined. The duvet cover is to help keep Molly calm while in transit, and it should stop her from thrashing around in the cage. If something isn't done about her tail, it will get worse and could be fatal. Molly is being anaesthetised because the vet wants to do an X-ray. He also needs to take a blood sample to find out for sure the cause of the necrosis and to check that Molly is strong enough to face an operation. The boys have no idea that the sole mission of their hosts, Tash, Angel and Helen, is to put the boys' masculinity, chivalry and honesty to the test. For the next 12 hours, every move the boys make will be observed by 20 cameras. The team behind the scenes can contact the girls through a hidden communication system in the bathroom and through secret calls to their mobile phones. Through a series of honey trap tests, we will observe the behaviour of the British lad abroad when he is confronted by his nemesis, the beautiful woman.
Nosing into frigid wind, a polar bear sniffs for prey. About 1,200 of these majestic carnivores haunt the western edge of Canada's Hudson Bay. Here, near the southernmost tip of their range, they're treading on thin ice. Like all polar bears, those on Hudson Bay need solid ice as a platform for hunting seals and seal pups, their main prey. Yet the bay is frozen only in winter and spring, so from July to November, bears must live off their fat reserves. For millennia they've coped, but climate change may be tipping the balance.